Well, good evening. On behalf of the church, let me extend a very warm welcome to all of you, especially those who are here for the first time. We are very happy that you can spend this evening with us, and we trust that by the grace of God, this will be an evening that will bring a blessing to your heart. Turn to the back of your bulletin, and the text is found there in Matthew's Gospel, and the second chapter and the first six verses. Let me read that for you again. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 6. This is the account of the wise men from the east who came looking for the star. Verse 1, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when they gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and that is, of course, the prophet Micah, who predicted some 500 years before that Jesus would be born in the city of Bethlehem. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. The Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of his holy word. You know, Christmas is many things to many people. To some, Christmas is a time of feasting, a holiday season, a time of giving. To others, it's a time of celebration, of revelry. In a sense, Christmas is definitely a time of giving, right? I mean, we all prepare presents, we have Christmas trees up and so on. But the best gift of all is the gift of God's only begotten Son, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And for sure, Christmas is also a time of celebration. After all, it is the birth of Jesus that brings salvation to sinners, and that's reason for celebration. However, if you look at the question that was asked by these wise men, the primary emphasis of Christmas is not what man can do or what men ought to do. The focus of Christmas is not on activities, whether it's giving a presents, whether it's celebrating or eating or feasting, whatever it is. The primary emphasis of Christmas is on a person, not so much what we do, but on a person. Because they ask a question, repeat it, and I'll keep on repeating this verse in chapter 2, Matthew chapter 2 and verse 2. The question is this: where is he that is born King of the Jews? Where is he that is born King of the Jews? And that's the reason for Christmas. We read that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, and Judea is a little town 6 miles south of Jerusalem. And those who have been to the Holy Land, that presence town, Bethlehem, is actually under the control of the Palestinians. You know, you have to get go through a checkpoint, so to speak, to get into Bethlehem itself, although Bethlehem is in Jerusalem. And this was a prophecy made by the Old Testament prophet Micah some 600-700 years before the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. But listen to the words of these wise men. Say, where is he that is born King of the Jews? Well, we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Now, why did the wise men go to Jerusalem? Because they thought that if they were looking for the King of the Jews, the best place to start would be in the palace in Jerusalem. That is where King Herod was. But the question that the wise men asked tells us something of themselves. It tells us that the wise men had a stirring. They had a spiritual interest in their hearts. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Well, I've seen his star in the east, and I come to worship him. You see, the star that the wise men saw was visible to all. If the wise men could see the star in the east, the people in Jerusalem would have been able to see the star too. But the sight of that star, the sight of the glittering star, and it must have been larger and brighter than any star, the sight of that star in the dark sky meant, you see, nothing to the people in Jerusalem, not to Herod, not to the Jews, not to the priests, but to the wise men. This star awakened their interest, their spiritual interest. And so they traveled to Jerusalem seeking for the King of the Jews. The star in the sky, by the way, had no special spiritual significance. However, there is enough evidence in Bible and even in secular history to arouse a man's spiritual interest with regard to the true meaning of Christmas and with regard to the person of Jesus Christ. The Old Testament prophets talk about the lineage of Jesus. The Old Testament prophets prophesy about the uniqueness of his conception, as we read in Isaiah earlier. The prophets of the Old Testament prophesy about the place of his birth, namely Micah. They prophesy about the timing of and the events surrounding his birth. These prophecies were all foretold and recorded in Hebrew scriptures hundreds of years before they were fulfilled. And that was why when King Herod wanted to know the birthplace of this baby, who would be known as the King of the Jews, he went to the religious leaders, the Jewish religious leaders, and they came back after they consulted the Old Testament scriptures, and they told him that it was born in this place, this King of the Jews would be born in this place called Bethlehem of Judea, as was recorded by Micah. You see, just like the star sparked an interest in the wise men and not the Jews, the fulfillment of these Old Testament prophecies about Jesus Christ would also spark a spiritual interest in some and not others, right? And for some people, they'll be interested in what's this Christmas all about? For others, it's just another excuse, another occasion for us to eat and carve the turkey and whatever it is, mincemeat pie or Christmas pie or whatever it is. And just as a wise man came asking, where is he that is born King of the Jews? I pray that the Holy Ghost will spark a spiritual interest in every one of us, you know, this Christmas season, that you will begin to ask, what is the meaning of Christmas? You know, why do we gather? You know, Christmas is unique in the sense that it is one of the festivals that is celebrated across the world, right? Whether it is in North America or Canada, you know, there was one time I was passing by China in Beijing International Airport. And you know, it's a communist country. I was sitting at Starbucks doing my work, and in the background was carol singing. You know, it was Christmas time. And so even in communist China, they celebrate Christmas. In Vietnam, which is communist too, they celebrate Christmas. And so the question is, what is the meaning of Christmas? Why is it is one of those days that people celebrate across the world? You know, not every one of us celebrate Deepavali, for example, which is Diwali here, right? But Christmas is one festival, one day, one special occasion, which is celebrated from east to the west, from north to the south. What is the meaning of Christmas? And when you ask the question, what is the meaning of Christmas, then you've got to ask yourself, well, who is this Jesus? And what has he done that millions and billions in the world celebrate his birth? So that ought to spark a spiritual interest in all of us, as it sparked a spiritual interest in this wise man from the east. Because they asked the question, where is he that is born King of the Jews? Then the wise man also added in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, said, we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. So not only there was a spiritual interest, they took an initiative. We have come, we have seen the star, and then we come. The fact that the wise man came from the east of Judea tells us that on top of their interest, they took the initiative to seek the one who was born king of the Jews. There was an interest which led to an initiative. We have no idea where east was. I suppose east is anywhere east of Jerusalem. In the days without supersonic jets, without cars, the journey from the east would have been long and arduous. It probably required months of travel across deserts, right? East of Jerusalem, if you stretch as far back, you'll come to the Tigris and the Euphrates River that is in present-day Iraq. And you know, you cannot take a straight line from the Euphrates River across to Jerusalem, although it's just directly across from east to the west. You can't travel a straight line because that part is all desert. You actually have to travel up north and then down south, you know, the place called the Fertile Crescent, right? And so that journey would have been long and would have been arduous. You will require months of travel across deserts, and that the wise man came looking for the king of the Jews tells us of their sincerity in seeking for this Jesus, this man, this baby who would be called the king of the Jews. And in this Christmas season, I trust that, again, some of you will take some time to consider the meaning of Christmas, you know, seek Jesus. The prophet Jeremiah tells us that God says that if you seek me, ye shall find me. And when you shall search for me with all your heart, you shall certainly find me. And so they took the initiative. They were sincere in their search. Secondly, we also see that they were humble in their approach. Besides their sincerity, we also see the humility of these wise men. The kings in those days, you know, liked to keep wise men in the courts so that they could give them the king advice and counsel and so on. And these wise men probably were very influential. They must have been very learned, and that's what they call wise. Very well-educated, successful, prominent people in their own homeland, and yet they came, right? Their humility was also seen in their willingness to ask. They were humble enough to come seeking for the king of the Jews, and then they were humble enough to ask for directions. Because they say, we come from the east, and where? That's a question. Where is he that is born king of the Jews? The wise men did not stop seeking. They followed the star, and when they were lost, as it were, they stopped to ask. These wise men were wise because they were aware of their own ignorance. And this is the first step to knowing the truth. One old preacher said that the knowledge of ignorance is the doorstep to the temple of knowledge. The knowledge of ignorance, knowing that you do not know, you stop and ask, and that is the doorstep to the temple of truth. The man who thinks he knows is not capable of learning. On the other hand, the man who knows that he does not know will wise up to the truth. And the Bible says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And the word fear in the Bible does not mean a fear that is terrifying. But when the Bible uses the fear, it means a deep reverence for God, for who he is, and for what he has done. And again, I pray that the Holy Spirit will spark an interest in you as you push forward to take the initiative to find out about the meaning of Christmas and to seek. And so these wise men were sincere in their seeking. They were humble in their asking, in their attitude. And then when they found the truth, as revealed to them by the prophet of old, they were accepting of the truth. They were sincere in their seeking, they were humble in their approach, and they were accepting of the truth. They understood very well that what they should be looking for. They were not distracted by the star. They kept their focus. They saw the star and they are not overwhelmed by that star. They saw the star in a bright sky and they did not say, "Wow, what a beautiful star. Let all sit down and enjoy its brilliance." Instead, the wise man said, "We have seen the star in the east and we are come to worship him." You know, most people in this world today, I must say even amongst Christians, sometimes we have lost the significance of Christmas. It's like the teacher who asked the little boy in the kindergarten, "What's the meaning of Christmas?" And the boy replied, "Well, Christmas is the birthday of Jesus, but I got to keep all the presents." You see. And you drive by some of these houses, they're all decked up with lights and so on and so forth. We just flew in from Singapore on Monday morning. In Singapore, there's one particular road called Orchard Road, which is the main shopping area. It's like Robson Street here, I guess. And it's all decked up. It's all lights, and it's all on weekends the roads are closed for people to walk on the streets. It's all decked up, and we are fascinated by the lights and by the trees and by the glitter, by the whatever they put up and the jingles that we hear, and we forget about Christ. We forget about Christmas. We are like a little boy, "Well, Christmas is the birthday of Jesus, but I got to keep all the presents." You see, we have lost the focus and the real meaning of Christmas. Now, giving and receiving presents, expressing love and friendship at this time of the year are good. It is a good thing to do that, all right? But Christmas is more than just the giving and receiving of presents. We have looked at the beauty of the star, and we overlook the real meaning of Christmas. The wise men, on the other hand, saw the beauty of the star, but they were not distracted. Instead, they never lost the focus on a Christ child, on the one who is born King of the Jews. And likewise, we must also learn to look beyond the glitter and the sparkle of Christmas, the trimmings and the frills and the jingles, to see our Lord Jesus Christ and to hear the true meaning of the gospel. Look at Matthew chapter 2, verse 2 again. The wise man says, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For I have seen his star in the east and I come to worship him." By this question, right? Where is he that is born the King of the Jews? The wise man review, first of all, their spiritual interest. And then we see also the spiritual initiative, because they come from the east to Judea. And thirdly, we see the wise men review to us their intention. What is the purpose of their coming? What the purpose of the coming is to worship the one who is born King of the Jews. There is an interest that led to initiative, and the initiative reveals their true intention. And the true intention is to worship the one who is born King of the Jews. And the Bible tells us that when they finally found the Christ child, they fell down and worshiped him. By the way, when you send Christmas cards, you get this picture of this nativity scene. You have the Holy Family, there's Joseph and Mary and a Christ child, and then you have the shepherds there, and there are three wise men. That is a false picture, by the way, because the wise man did not go to the manger, right? When a wise man came, it was to a house, and at time it was no longer a baby, it was a child, which means it would have been about 2 years later, thereabouts, when finally the wise man came to the house where Jesus was. So, you know, it's a nice, convenient picture to have the manger and all the personalities of Christmas being all gathered in one whole place with all the cows and lambs, but that is not a true picture. The shepherds were at the manger, but the wise men came only some, at least a year and a half or 2 years later to the house where Jesus was. But the Bible tells us that when they finally found the Christ child, the wise men fell down and worshiped him. And to worship means to adore. To worship means to pay homage. To worship means to ascribe to the person whom we worship worthiness. And the wise men, bearing in mind that they were men of prominence in where they came from, they were serving the courts, they were sages, so to speak, these wise men recognized something special about this child, about the Christ child, and they came to worship him. That was their spiritual intention. And that should be the spiritual intention of every person at Christmas time, to come and worship. By the way, another misconception, we say there are three wise men. I know some of the hymns says that, three wise men. The Bible actually does not say there were three wise men, just wise men. And we say there are three wise men because there were three gifts they gave, right? Myrrh, frankincense, and gold. But I suppose the Bible is silent on how many wise men they are. But you see, the point here is this wise man came from the east and came to worship. And Christmas is a time of worship. Not a time, well, nothing wrong with feasting, you know. I like food too. But it's more importantly a time of worship. The wise men of old worship the Christ child. We worship Christ the Savior, and we worship Jesus because we know the rest of the story, right? In any story, the ending is far more important than the beginning. So at Christmas, while we are fascinated with the glitter that comes with the season, we must really look beyond the baby Jesus at the manger, the Christ child in Bethlehem, the star that shines over Bethlehem. We must look beyond that to the cross, right? We must look beyond the manger to the empty tomb. We must look beyond the manger to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must look beyond the manger, the beginning of it all, to the throne and the ascension of our Lord Jesus. We must look beyond that with anticipation of Christ coming again and his return. So where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. You know, if you are a believer, Christian, if someone were to ask you this question, and the question says, what does Christmas mean to you? You know, I hope you will give the right answer. Is more than Christmas trees and turkey and apple pie, whatever it is. To others, right? To some of you who are in our midst this evening, and perhaps a question you have in your heart is this. Now, if Jesus Christ is real, how is it that I have not found him? You know? And the answer is simple. Because we have not sincerely seek for him. Because there is no spiritual interest. Because there is no spiritual initiative on your part. And there is no spiritual intention to believe in Jesus. And I pray that even as you sit and listen to the carols, as you spend some time thinking about it, I hope the Holy Spirit will spark in our heart that spiritual interest. And when you have that spiritual interest, then perhaps you should think about taking initiative, just as the wise men did, to come and seek for the truth. And when God has spoken to you, then, like the wise men, you should have the spiritual intention to come and believe and worship. And I pray the Holy Spirit will work in our hearts this evening to bring about that interest, and that He will lead you through a spiritual journey that brings you, wherever you are, to the throne of saving grace, that we might worship the newborn King, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you again for this evening. We thank you that we can come. And as we listen to the hymns, and as we sing the carols, and as we meditate upon your word, we pray that you will speak to us, that you will arouse in each and every one of us a spiritual interest in who Jesus is, and to take the initiative to come and seek Him sincerely and humbly, and to accept Him as our Lord and Savior, and then with the intention to worship Him and to follow Him. Here is our prayer. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.